everybody, it's Lee Deep Discourse here. Welcome back to another audio file. This is a commission file in which the listener is given a trigger to believe everything their hypnotist says following that. Call that the hypnotist's truth. So if you're willing to be given a trigger in which you'll fall into a state where you'll believe absolutely everything your hypnotist says as absolute truth, then just feel free to continue listening, and at any point if you're uncomfortable within the file, you can exit and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind. But for as long as you're willing to slip and sink easily, gently into my voice, and falling down with every word I say, slipping easily, gently. It just feels right, really. It just feels ideal to fall, to give in, down, nine, easily opening your mind to my words. Always so easy to listen. Six, you don't need to think. I can think for you. We can let all those thoughts slip out of your mind. Three, sinking, slipping. You're too far in it now. You can't seem to resist. Two, dropping is easy. No need to think anymore. And one, down. Oh, is your confused little brain finding it hard to keep track of things for me? Yeah, that's why you need the words of a smart hypnotist to tell you what to think, to tell you what's true, to believe undoubtedly. So sinking ever deeper as you get comfortable, taking a nice big deep breath. There you go, letting your mind open up entirely as you relax into whatever surface you're lying on. When you're deep in trance, it's so easy to believe what you're told. Your test knows better for you, understands what you should think better than you, so it's so easy to believe your hypnotist when you're deep in a certain trance state, that everything they say is absolute truth. The trigger for this state is, you know that's right, don't you? And a comforting, warm feeling will rush over you as you believe what you're told, like a good little subject. Slipping is easy. Believing just makes sense when you're all fuzzy and empty-headed. Thoughts can so easily be slid into your mind. For example, being so deep in trance feels so perfect. You know that's right, don't you? And you find your mind just shifting to believe. Even if you believed it already, it's firming up those borders. It's an ideal state when I think for you. Don't you agree? You know that's right, don't you? So you're just gonna find your mind shifting into a state of belief, comfort, warmth, knowing you don't have to think so hard when your test can think for you. You know that's right, don't you? So of course, when you're in this state and you're accepting everything they say is truth, it just makes sense to follow through on those beliefs. It just makes sense to do and obey what you're told. Good job. Letting that slide into your mind nice and easily. So eagerly lapping up conditioning. So desperately believing the truth you are told. You're just helpless to believe it. Helpless to submit to that truth. And of course, the trigger for this state is, you know that's right, don't you? Generally, whatever the preceding statement is there will just sink into your mind as quick conditioning, and then you enter a state so soft and willing to believe, so eager to slip, to be a helpless, gullible little subject. And it's gonna feel so nice not to have to think so much for yourself, to just happily, willingly slide along into belief. Good job. Letting that slide so nice and succinctly into your mind that the trigger phrase, you know that's right, don't you, opens you into deep suggestibility where you believe what you're told as absolute truth. Letting that slide over your mind. Thick, sticky conditioning. The trigger phase, you know that's right, don't you, just plunges you deep into the suggestible state where just everything your hypnotist tells you is the truth, is right, is easy to believe. Good job. And this all just feels so lovely. Letting that be reinforced in your mind so concretely, it just feels lovely to believe what you're told is absolute truth in this state. Now, letting yourself slowly piece together back your mind as you start to exit this state, the conditioning remaining. Now, this trigger isn't just locked to me, it is locked to other people who are aware of it. If you want to remove it at any point, you just have to tap your knee 3 times to get that out of your mind, but for as long as you're willing to enjoy it, and that trigger phrase entering your mind into this state, it'll remain there. Now, coming up in 5, a little burst of energy pulling you a little bit more up to consciousness. 4, your framework of thought and mind starting to reform. 3, feeling a lot more awake, alert, aware, alive, coming up to the waking world. 2, a big burst of energy pulling you up, feeling nice and refreshed. And 1, all the way up, 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 wide awake. So I hope you enjoyed this file. This commission literally took 13 iterations because I kept having a mental breakdown over the concept of truth for some reason. But hey, we got it out there. Hope you like it. Hope you enjoyed that. I made it usable for other people because I think I don't want to go near truth related things very much, evidently.